Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Rucker. Batting second. The second baseman, Burgess Whitehead. Batting third. The left fielder, Maury Arnovich. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting fifth. The catcher, Harry Danning. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Babe Young. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Dick Bartel. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cliff Melton. Pitching for the New York Giants, Cliff Melton. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The center fielder, Charlie Gilbert. Batting third. The left fielder, Dom D'Alessandro. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Babe Dahlgren. Batting sixth. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Lou Stringer. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Sturgeon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Olson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Vern Olson. And now, play ball. Johnny Rucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rucker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Stringer fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Stringer fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Charlie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning takes first base on ball four. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards second. Stringer scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer takes first base on ball four. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Cliff Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Johnny Rucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rucker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rucker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Vern Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Arnovich. Olson reaches second base with a double. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. Hack bunts towards third. Bartel fields it and throws to first for the out. Olson moves to third. One out. Charlie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is 0-for-1 in the game. Gilbert strikes out. Two outs. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0-for-1 in the game. D'Alessandro takes first base on ball 4. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. D'Alessandro moves to second. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0-for-1 in the game. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Gerges. Olson scores. D'Alessandro scores. Nicholson goes all the way around to score. Dahlgren moves to third. It's 4-0, Cubs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McCullough hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dahlgren scores. It's 5-0, Cubs. Bill McGee now pitching. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stringer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 0-for-1 in the game. Arnovich takes first base on ball 4. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-1 in the game. Ott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Arnovich moves to second. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Danning hits a ball on the ground into right field. Nicholson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Nicholson. Arnovich scores. Ott moves to third. It's 5-1, Cubs. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0-for-1 in the game. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vern Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee fires over to first and Young drops the ball. That's an error on Young. Sturgeon moves to second. Vern Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Olsen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Charlie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is 0-for-2 in the game. Gilbert hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Rucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rucker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rucker strikes out. Two outs. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead catches it and throws to first to double up D'Alessandro. Two outs. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Arnovich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Arnovich moves to third. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Danning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Arnovich scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Cubs. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young is hit by the pitch. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-2 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. McCullough hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stringer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Vern Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Olsen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bartel juggles the ball. That's an error on Bartel. Stringer moves to second. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-2 in the game. Hack hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rucker. Hack reaches second base with a double. Stringer scores. Olsen moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Cubs. Charlie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is 0-for-3 in the game. Gilbert hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Odell Hale pinch hits for Bill McGee. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Johnny Rucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rucker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rucker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jumbo Brown now pitching. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson strikes out. Two outs. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Dahlgren takes first base on ball 4. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. McCullough hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Arnovich hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Ott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stringer strikes out. One out. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Vern Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Olsen hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Olsen moves to second. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Olsen scores. It's 7-2, Cubs. Charlie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is 0-for-4 in the game. Gilbert hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rucker. Gilbert reaches second base with a double. Hack goes all the way around to score. It's 8-2, Cubs. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gilbert scores. It's 9-2, Cubs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jake Moody now pitching. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Danning hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Young hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-3 in the game. Bartel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gilbert. Bartel reaches second base with a double. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bartel. The throw from McCullough and he is safe. Bartel steals third. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-3 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 9, and New York Giants, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.